WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
First weather with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. And Dan, one more day till the big one.
That's right. Our coastal storm rolls in tomorrow, and this is going to be our first widespread blast of winter of the season. Kind of early to be talking about it, but Mother Nature does whatever she wants. It is cold out there today with temperatures in the 30s, but a little bit of a breeze pushing that wind chill into the 20s in a few spots. Highs today only lower 40s under mostly to partly cloudy skies. It is going to be probably our coldest day since the spring. Quiet and very cold tonight. Lows dip into the mid-20s. With increasing clouds. And then tomorrow, wintry mix becomes likely away from the coast. That's snow and sleet, change into freezing rain, then going to all rain. The worst part of the storm coming from about midday through the early evening hours tomorrow. Now, along the Jersey Shore, and for most of South Jersey, we're really just talking about rain here. But for the rest of the state, could see some light snow and ice accumulations, minor to moderate coastal flooding possible as well. Storm system wraps up with one more round of rain early Friday morning. Right now, Morristown 33, West Deptford 38 and Franklin 35.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502. Topping our news this hour, the state of New Jersey has filed a 5-count lawsuit against a pharmaceutical company for allegedly lying about two of its opioid drugs, Nucynta and Nucynta ER, to boost profits.
State Attorney General Gurbir Graywall says the lawsuit filed against Janssen Pharmaceuticals alleges the company aggressively and deceptively
marketed its prescription opioid products, knowing full well that its products carried a high risk for addiction and for abuse.
Jersey Consumer Affairs boss Paul Rodriguez says Janssen told doctors and patients their opioid painkillers were safer than other products.
But Janssen's statements were unsupported and misleading.
Janssen claims they promoted their medications in a responsible manner. In Newark, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. The calm before the storm, literally, mostly to partly cloudy today and cold. Highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, quiet and very cold. So, again, very calm. Increasing clouds, lows in the mid-20s. Then tomorrow, in a word, messy. And Dan will break all of that out for you in a couple more minutes. Complete details on the forecast coming up straight ahead. And also in our next segment, 15-year-old Thomas Colding is found safe. Now the questions begin. Where was he and how did he get home? You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 506. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather, mostly to partly cloudy and cold on this Wednesday. Highs just in the lower 40s today. Tonight, quiet and very cold. Increasing clouds, lows overnight in the mid-20s. And that is the calm before the storm. Tomorrow, a wintry mix is likely. It's going to get very messy, and Dan is going to have all of the different areas and some timing. We're going to start to talk about that when he is back with your extended forecast in about 7 minutes. A teenager from Mountain Lakes, believed to have gone missing after an argument with his parents 2 weeks ago, is found safe.
On Facebook, Nikolai Colding posted several pleas for more information on the disappearance of his son, 15-year-old Thomas. Nikolai also asked other teens if there were any signs the family may have ignored before their son went missing. Tips came from New Jersey, New York, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and even Ohio, but authorities are not saying where the teen was finally found. During the disappearance, authorities posted surveillance camera videos showing Thomas at multiple train stations. For a few days, there weren't any updates until Morris County prosecutors announced yesterday that Thomas was in custody. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
20 people are hurt after a car crashes through the front of a Social Security office in Egg Harbor Township. This happened yesterday morning around 10 o'clock. 56-year-old Donna Woodall was attempting to park but crashed into the lobby, an apparent accident. We now have some clarity about that police-involved shooting in Manteloking Monday. Officers went to a home looking for 39-year-old Edward Walsh, wanted on numerous charges, and shot and killed him after he refused to drop a knife and stabbed a police canine. A new directive setting forth rules for when New Jersey law enforcement agencies should cooperate with federal immigration officials is expected to be issued by early December. A report issued Tuesday says the current rules from 2007 are vague and costly.
New Jersey Policy Perspective estimates state taxpayers have spent as much as $139 million detaining undocumented immigrants as requested by ICE. Amal Sinha, the American Civil Liberties Union, says ICE holds are a smokescreen for racial profiling.
To hold people, ICE needs legally binding warrants signed by a judge. That's not what ICE is sending out.
Attorney General Grabir Grewal says he agrees wholeheartedly with the criticism and that updated rules will be out in 2 to 3 weeks.
A 2007 immigration directive can't reflect the immigration realities of 2018.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
For many college students, getting vaccinated for the flu isn't a priority, even though it killed 80,000 Americans last year. At the same time, this population's lifestyle makes them very vulnerable to the illness. So NJ's health department is pushing young adults on college campuses to do their part.
Department of Health Principal Deputy Commissioner Jackie Cornell says college kids are keeping crazy hours, perhaps not maintaining the healthiest lifestyle.
It can lead to the flu spreading much more quickly than it would because you're all living in such close quarters.
Cornell brought her message on Tuesday to Rutgers University, hosting one of their free flu vaccine clinics for students.
This is easy. I'm just right in between classes.
In a recent survey, 70% of college students said a flu vaccine is important, but just 46% said they typically get one. In Piscataway, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Health officials this week have turned the number of confirmed measles cases in Lakewood up to 11, with 7 more suspected cases being investigated. The state is warning that if you believe you could be at risk, your symptoms might not show up till Thanksgiving. 4 more children have tested positive for adenovirus at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation, bringing that total number to 33 infected, and that includes 10 patients with already compromised immune systems who have died. A new report ranks Jersey as tops in the nation when it comes to the safety of patients in the hospital.
The Leapfrog Group report gives 38 of Jersey's 67 hospitals an A rating for keeping patients safe. Kerry McCain-Kelly of the Jersey Hospital Association says medical centers across the Garden State work hard to promote a culture of safety, and it's nice to be recognized for this, but
quality improvement and patient safety is a constant journey. You're never there, you're never done, you're never finished.
She adds Jersey has a proud history of nursing excellence, which is an important contributing factor for patient safety. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This number is, of course, subject to still change, but since we were on the air with you yesterday morning, 6 more are confirmed dead as a result of the Northern California wildfire, which has all but destroyed the town of Paradise, including nearly 8,000 homes. Across New Jersey, families are faced with a trend toward kids being overscheduled and parents being overcautious. In the first of a 3-part series on raising kids in New Jersey, we take a look at a counter-movement called Let Grow.
The term helicopter parenting sparks images of worried adults hovering above all aspects of a kid's life. Executive Director Tracy Tommaso says Let Grow aims to challenge overprotection.
Raising our kids the same way that, you know, we were probably raised. Us outside playing together, walking to or from school or the bus stop, riding bikes outside, being given time to just be kids.
Tommaso notes it's become routine for parents to jump to the worst possible outcome of a child's attempts to test limits.
Regardless of how likely that is to happen, make our decision based on that.
There's a search for New Jersey schools to adopt the Let Grow Project, encouraging families to safely expand kids' responsibility. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News coming up on 5:12. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says a mostly to partly cloudy Wednesday. It will be cold today, highs lower 40s. And tonight, quiet overnight, very cold, increasing clouds, lows in the mid-20s. Then tomorrow, we get the first winter blast of the year. We are not quite sure exactly of the timing and how everything's going to break out, but Dan is going to do his best to estimate that, and we will keep you updated all day on air and online. And Dan will have the very latest, and we'll recap our top stories as well next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 5:14. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow rejoins us. And Dan, are we getting any closer to locking this down?
Yeah, I think it's becoming pretty clear that things are going to get wintry and sloppy and slippery tomorrow. I'm in the process of drawing the very first snow forecast map of the season. This coming in tomorrow from our coastal storm. It's not going to snow everywhere. It is certainly not going to accumulate everywhere. But again, things could get messy. Today will be quiet but cold. High temperatures only reaching the lower 40s this afternoon. That could be our coldest day since the spring. I'm calling it mostly to partly cloudy, but that certainly allows for some peaks of sunshine as the day goes on. Very cold tonight, lows in the mid-20s with increasing clouds. And then here we go tomorrow. Wintry mix likely away from the coast. That'll be snow and sleet, changing to freezing rain, then going to all rain as temperatures warm throughout the day. The worst part of the storm looks to come from about midday tomorrow, lunchtime, through the early evening hours. In northwestern New Jersey, 3 to 6 inches of snow will be possible. A quarter inch of ice accumulation for most of the state, though, it's much less than that. An inch or two of slushy snow and maybe some light icing. We'll be on the lookout for minor to moderate coastal flooding tomorrow, too. One more round of mostly rain Friday morning before this thing wraps up. New Jersey First News Time coming up on 5:16.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. The state says a pharma company misled consumers about its opioid meds, but is a lawsuit going to help at all in curbing the crisis? They found him. A 15-year-old North Jersey boy is safe 2 weeks after leaving home after a fight with his parents. In sports, Devils and Islanders win, Flyers lose. The Mets' Jacob deGrom is the favorite for the NL Cy Young Award, which will be announced tonight, but the Phillies' Aaron Nola is also a finalist. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
Dennis and Judy.
You guys are radio gold. I've laughed more this afternoon than I've laughed in a long time listening to you guys.
Well, that really shows some poor choices and poor character, Pat.
Where did you go wrong?
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey First News Time 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Pretty cold out there. Temperatures in the 30s this morning, but we do have a bit of a breeze, so the wind chill may be in the 20s. Bundle up against that biting cold. We only make it to the lower 40s this afternoon, so it's going to stay cold. Maybe a few peaks of sunshine. The coastal storm, the wintry mix, does not come into play until tomorrow. New Jersey First News Time coming up on 520.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 on this Wednesday morning. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back after the bottom of the hour with a look at your commuter weather, including tomorrow's storm. The state Supreme Court Tuesday unanimously ruling that results of breath tests can't be used in over 20,000 drunken driving cases in five central Jersey counties because the device wasn't properly calibrated. The ruling bars the evidence but doesn't automatically throw out the convictions.
Attorney Michael Hobby says more than 20,000 people whose DWI cases were resolved, in some instances years ago, will have to decide if they want to go back and challenge those results. He says it might be worth it because of how DWI penalties increase if there are multiple convictions.
If someone has a first DWI that they want to get vacated, it'd be wise to get that off their record. So God forbid if they have another, which you don't want to encourage people to have another, obviously for safety reasons, you still want to clean up your record.
The ruling invalidates key evidence but doesn't automatically vacate convictions. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
They got their man. State police arrest a 46-year-old South River resident and accuse him in that beating and robbery of an elderly man you heard about at a Parkway rest stop last week. The NJSP credits social media tips with helping them track down Luke Benneman. Will Frank Gilliam talk? The Atlantic City mayor has been scheduled to speak today at the League of Municipalities annual conference in AC. But after a weekend incident in which he was accused of assaulting a casino security guard, that appearance seems to be questionable. A Jersey fitness and nutrition expert calls our sedentary lifestyle the new smoking because she says it is slowly eroding everyone's health. Dr. Felicia Stoller says,
we have a culture and society where we're not walking, we're not moving, we're not exercising.
She says the increased use of smartphones and other digital devices is also contributing to the lack of exercise by many of us. Today in Washington, the NTSB will question Boeing and an airplane engine maker about a fatal Southwest Airlines accident in April that caused one woman's death in the emergency landing of the plane in Philadelphia after an engine fan blade broke, scattering debris. In Somerset County, the sheriff's office announces the October arrest of 38 people, deadbeat dads, who officials say owe a combined $850,000 at least in overdue child support. Two are being held on immigration detainers. One faces drug charges. If you're stuck in a rut and don't feel challenged at work, it might be time to look for a new job. But be careful. Looking for a new gig while at your current job may not be the best idea.
78% of workers say they feel comfortable looking for a new job while employed, according to AccountTemps. Senior Regional Vice President of Robert Half, Ryan Gatto, says that's because
having leverage while you're actually currently employed is enticing to other employers because they're looking at individuals who do have something to lose by leaving a current opportunity.
64% say they would search for a new job from their current workplace, which Gatto does not recommend.
That is something they should be doing on their own time and not on their employer's watch. That could would be looked at very negatively if that was uncovered by their current employer.
If you plan to leave your job, it's customary to give 2 weeks' notice. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
526 on New Jersey's First News. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather, very quiet today before tomorrow's storm. Dan will be back in a couple of minutes. And also coming up at 5:30, New Jersey's Attorney General tackles the opioid crisis. But will this latest legal action do anything to stem the tide of abuse? Business news is next.
Jersey Radio.
That's why I love you, because you always have common sense.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:28 on New Jersey's First News as we check business. Global shares were mostly lower today after the steepest drop in oil prices in more than 3 years put investors in a selling mood on Wall Street. France slipped nearly 1% in early trading. Germany was down 0.8. Britain lost 0.7. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bashaw is at the editor's desk, and our news director is Annette Petroccioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.